A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I shall show my glory. The Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here am I, Lord, I've come to do your will. I have waited for the Lord, and he stood toward me and he heard my cry. And he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I've come to do your will. Sacrifice or offering you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocaust of sin offerings you saw not, then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh, my God is my delight, and your law is within my heart. It is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announce your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, O Lord, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I've come to do your will. Here am I, Lord, I've come to do your will.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, their Lord, and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.